Pali means Shiva, his father.
If they worship Shiva without honoring Ganesh, that is aparad. Seva aparad.
So eliminate Ganesha and accept Shiva anyhow and go on to us. Ganesh bolche je Ganesh ke pujo na kore Shiv ke pujo kore samman diye Vishnu pujar dike je naam korbe tahole pore apobrad hobe na ar Ganesh pujo korle apobrad hobe bahu devatar pujo.
Prabhupada Maharaj has a copy of Brahma Sanghita, he's bringing it now.
Kapalinam ba dhrishtva pujanam. Eke bhaad diye, dharkar hole, alternative bhaati. Eliminate Ganesha, there is no doubt. But you may accept Kapali, you may not. Ba. Ba means Vikalpa. Vikalpa means you may accept it or may not.
Option.
Option.
And the Ba also in another place. Two Vas. Viganesham apujayatva kapalinam drishtva ba pujanam.
Kapalinam. But when Ganesh comes in your front, eliminate him, but you may alternative that you may accept him as the favorite child of Shiva. In this that connection, you may honor Shiva and go on taking him. Deke deke, when we meet the sun, oh, your father is a friend, your father, I am grateful to him. In this way, to satisfy the sun and dismiss him. Not so honor direct to him, but in his connection to remember that your forefathers, your relatives, they are very near to me in this way, some show off some respect and honor, and then pass on away. Not to show any respect direct to him.
So that comes from it. Yatpada Kallava Yugam Vinidhaya Kumbha Dandve Pranama Samaye Saganadi Raja Vignan Vihamsa Malamastra Jagat Trayasya Govinda Mari Kusham Samaham Bhajami. Would that be the right verse? Yatpada Kallava Yugam Vinidhaya Kumbha Dandve Pranama Samaye Saganadi Raja.
Saganadi Raja means Ganesha.
Yes. Vignan Vihantumulamastva Jagatrayasya Govindam Adipurusham Samaham Bhajami.
So Govindam is it meaning Kumbha. What is the meaning of Kumbha? Vinidhaya Kumbha Naki? Jagpada?
Jatpada Pallava Yugam.
Pallava Yugam.
Kumbha Dvandve.
Kumbha Dvandve.
Kumbha Dvandve.
Pranama Samaye Saganadi Raja.
So the English translation is there?
Yes, English translation. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, who is lotus feet.
Who?
Whose lotus feet are always held by Ganesh upon the pair of Tumuli.
Upon the
pair of tumuli,
tumuli on the head,
protruding from his elephant head.
That is in the skull.
Yes. In order to obtain power for his function of destroying all the obstacles on the path of progress of the three worlds.
Whatever duty he does, with the help of Govinda. And Govinda, they are in form of Nrisimhadev. Nrisimhadev is Vishnu Vinashan, and Ganesh is also Vishnu Vinashan. So, Vishnu Vinashan, self of Krishna is Nrisimhadev, and Nrisimhadev's help is taken by, sought for by Ganesha when he does his mundane duties. So, Kapalinam, that may very mysteriously or deep thinking, that Kapali means that Nrisimhadev, it may come. But ordinarily it may come Shiva, who is Vaishnavanam Yathasam. Eliminate Ganesha and they honor Shiva or Nrisimhadev and then go on with your taking the name Hodinya.
Then, in this translation here,
yes,
as Kedarnath has read yesterday,
yes,
one should begin the worship of the demigod Ganapati,
yes,
who drives away all impediments in the execution of devotional service. In the Brahma Sanghita, it is stated that Ganapati worships the lotus feet of Lord Nrisimhadev, and in that way he has become auspicious for the devotees in clearing out all impediments. Therefore, all devotees should worship Ganapati. This has come.
A little difficult. Taking the remote connection that when he discharged his duty towards the mundane world, he does it with the help of Nrisimhadev. So, if you worship him to get out of the difficulties of your devotional way, then by the dint of his power of connection with Nrisimhadev, he will help, he will come to help you. A remote connection, maybe.
Yeah.
But generally, it is eliminated clearly.
Yeah. It may be...
It may be connected everywhere, because everywhere he is within. Jive sammam dive jani krishna adhishtham. In the broad, broadest universe of discourse, everything is coming.
Yeah.
You should honor all the jiva, thinking that within him God is residing. That is the most spacious and wisest jurisdiction. Give honor to everything, whatever you see, thinking that within him God exists.
The wisest
way.
Just previously from the Padma Purana, there is one verse given. Harireva sadarabhyam.
You will serve Hari exclusively, but does not mean that you will despise other demigods.
Yeah.
Brahma Rudradya, including Brahma and Shiva.
Yes.
Don't despise anybody,
yes,
but your necessity is only exclusively devoted to Hari.
Yes. So in that mood, we should respect Ganesh. That may be the connection.
No, we're indifferent.
Mm.
We are not going to dishonor anybody,
yeah,
to create any spirit of animosity,
mm,
but we are given wholesale to the money, own Lord. That should be the attitude.
Sab bhaktagan masculine.
Then I may go there.
Yes.
Hari Charan, sab bandhu ko diya, sakal diya. Religion is proper adjustment. We are maladjusted. It requires for our best benefit that we should be adjusted. We are a part of a whole, and we must be conscious of that fact. And where the part is properly adjusted in a whole, that is in harmony. And where it is not, that is in Maya, illusory region. There are so many different conceptions predominating, provincialism, localism, selfishness, separatism, not properly connected with the prime cause. That is difficult. If we want to be reinstated, at present we are maladjusted, that is falsely adjusted, erroneously adjusted. If we want proper adjustment, we are advised to follow a particular course of sadhana. In Kali Yuga, this divine sound taking the hint or the direction from the divine sound, that we can trace the, what should be the proper way to go to the final adjustment. And whatever other attempts we make for that sort of highest adjustment, how we are to behave with the present environment, that has been recommended. That your dealings with the present environment will be such and such. Generally, for the success of worldly things, worldly attempts, we worship Ganesha. Ganesha. Just the labor leaders, labor, head of the laborers, the ordinary laborers, Ganesha. Gana means mass, and leader of the masses. Mass is ignorant, and the leader of the masses is also expected to be so. But ostentatiously they have got some power, and with the manpower, they may oppose anything and everything. So, to satisfy them, to bribe them, the leader should be honored. In a general sense, the leader of the masses, they should be, should not be ignored, they should be honored, so that they cannot put any obstacle on the way of our progress. It is the general thing. In this world, this is the world of Maya, means bribe. Here everything is going on bribe. We want our selfish attempt to be satisfied, that is illegal, unlawful, to try to fulfill our respective separate desires without caring for the others, not to take into account the center. Ignoring the center, ignoring the outside, only we want to satisfy our own interest. That is the crude form of maladjustment, kama. Kama. Then dharma, the artha dharma, all these things. So self-centered means sense pleasure centered. And for that purpose, we try to acquire some help from the outside. And for that, we have to pay something to them, and that is all may be considered as bribe. So, vipanna devata bhakta yajanti sabhyanita, kaunishteshte hitajnana prabhajyanti anya devata. Whoever is found to worship another god, demigod, so many proposed authorities of different departments, whenever we go to satisfy them, well, it cannot be denied that we are bribing them to fulfill my motive, my selfish motive. They are in power, they are in some position by their previous karma, they are the heads of particular departments, and we want those things from them, and we give something to them and get it very cheaply. This is the bribe, this is maya, and our object is sense pleasure. Sense pleasure, and what is wanted in us is normal, that we should seek after the satisfaction of the pleasure of the center, that is God. If we want to attain that end of our life, the divine, highest, that pure end of our life, self-abnegation and self-dedication. First, self-abnegation we must be prepared for, and then self-dedication, and dedication only for the center. That is what will be the conducive to our real benefit. Hare Krishna.
So, always,
those that in the path towards the highest divinity, the Vaishnava, the Sadhu, our submission, our search of help, anything, our association, our concern will be with them. And that is the most safe position. Go through Vaishnava, go in the company of Vaishnava. If you get a Vaishnava, then even eliminate the God Himself, worship Vaishnava, and He will be more pleased with you. That is the position. And just the opposite position we find in the case of Ganesha. When Ganesh comes, the leader of the mass, comes just on my way, how should we deal with him? We should not disturb him. He may create some unnecessary trouble. So how to deal with him? You don't submit to him direct, but you may talk with him of his some nearest relative who is connected with Vishnu, Krishna, is Shiva. In the case of the Vaishnava, Tadiyanam samar tasmat paratanam devi Tadiyanam samarchanam. Even you may eliminate Vishnu, but if you honor Vishnu Dasa, your case will be more hopeful. But in the case, the opposite case, you are eliminating the son, the subordinate. And anyhow, to keep the apparent gentleman-like character, you are, oh, your father, how is he in this way? Not to dissatisfy, not to dishonor, and not to honor. But his connection, if anyone have any least connection with Narayana, with Vishnu, my Lord, then I shall mark to that. In this attitude, we have to deal with the leaders of the opposite forces where we are living. This is what we have to understand here. We don't indulge in cultivating hatred within us in connection with the opposite party. All our energy should be devoted to our prime cause, but who are not in need, we should deal with indifferently and never with any positive heat or anything in there. That should be our general attitude. But there may be particular cases. When I shall found that a person of the enemy camp is going to attack a Vaishnava, a guru or Srivati, then of course the position will be otherwise. And the case of Hanuman and the others will come there in. The general is this. Adjustment towards Krishna, Krishna conception of the Lord, who is love, who is beauty, who is rasa, ananda, sukha, happiness, not power, nor majesty, nor splendor, grandeur, all these things. We have to consult the Shastra and the Sadhu, especially those that are trying to come to Krishna consciousness. Our object will be such. But if we meet in the way, the grandeur, the splendor, all these things, we shall try to utilize it without being Suppose if I meet on the way this great, honorable, magnanimous, splendor, all these things, then I shall try to utilize them for that plain and simple process of worship of Vrindavan. That should be our temperament. Krishna consciousness. Just our Guru Maharaj told, Pujalo Raghavata Gaurava Bhange. Rupa Sanatam, they, under the direct guidance of Mahaprabhu, they eliminated grandeur, holy, the grandeur of any type, even social grandeur, this red cloth, that is also a grandeur, that is, that showing the highest section of the preacher. The highest section of the religious leader, the sannyasins, the preachers, that means the religious leaders, they had got this robe, red cloth. So it had got some connection with grandeur, leadership, social leadership. That was also eliminated by Rupa Sanatana. So much so, when a big scholar came to discuss with them what is the real purpose of the Shastra, they avoided. They did not consider it useful to spare their time in that useless discussion. He has not come with the spirit of enquiry, but he has come to conquer. So wasted of energy, they avoided. But Jiva Goswami Prabhu, he could not tolerate so much self-abnegation because of his guru position. They will ignore my guru, I can't tolerate that, I must fight with him, and I shall make him understand why my Gurudev avoided his discussion, avoided discussion with him, meaning it's sheer waste of time. Not that they are afraid of his scholarship, and he proved it that. And that increased the honor of the Goswamis there, and it was helpful for the general public to think how big Rupa Sanatana is, but still they are so humble, in humiliated position they are passing. That helps the ordinary public to appreciate their greatness, and thereby they were benefited. In this also was taken by our Guru Maharaj. So some were of opinion that our Guru Maharaj was the avatar of Jiva Goswami. And I mentioned in my own poem, the stotram, that Raghurupa Sanatana Kirti Dharam Dharanitala Kirtita Jiva Kabin. Who, Kirti Dharam, who has hold fast the flag of Rupa Sanatana, and who is accepted in particular section of the devotees as the incarnation of Jiva. So his attitude was like Jiva. Pujalo Agapata Gaurava Bhange. I shall gather together all the powers and the grandeurs and everything like that, and I must put them on the best near the feet, divine feet of my Gurudev, to show that all these things only to worship the feet of the divine master. Pujalo Raghapatha Gaurava Bhange. But we have got no necessity for them. No necessity for them. This has got two sides. One side, but the dark side is this: if we go to handle with these things, then we may be captivated in them. If we are weak, then we will be captivated in them. But only those that are masters of that idea, they can put them in the worship of the higher sadhus. And another thing is this, that if it is not done, then ordinary mass will think that they hold the highest position and not the Nishkinchan Rupa Sanatana. All the Aishwarya is in the lower level, and the plainness of Vrindavan It is not in want of grandeur, but it does not require grandeur. It is above grandeur. The plainness, the real beauty, does not require any grandeur or any splendor, any vishwajya. It is full in itself, something like that. There was a talk between Srivas and the Swarup Damodar in Puri, in Horab Panchami day or so. Srivas Pandit is pleading on behalf of Lakshmi Devi, the Aishwarya, and the Swarup Damodar, he has taken the part of the gopis in Vrindavan. Two parties talking, and the mild fight is going on. And the Swarup Damodar saying to Srivas, that you don't remember that in Vrindavan the tree, the creeper, the bush, the whatever simple things are to be found there, they are not devoid of aishwarya, of grandeur and splendor, but that is underground. If they require it, it will come in their beck and call. But generally, they do not like it. It is above. The simplicity and the plainness and the natural position, calmness, that is of the highest type, you have to realize that. That those that have got such liking in their heart, they generally come to like Vrindavan, Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan. But others, they will like Vaikuntha, the land of grandeur, awe, power, reverence, all these things. We like to come to Krishna consciousness, so we will be very much particular about these things in our consideration. We are very small, and if we want the biggest to be very near to us, he will have to come in a smaller shape to us, he will have to come. So we shall be prepared for that, that we come to be very near. We are so mean and he is so high, and we want intimate connection with him. So we should not think anything. We should not be lover of many grandeur and splendor. They are be different. They create differences. Create differences between everything. But only the plane of in the plane of plainness and simplicity, and especially in the land of love and mercy, that high and low can very close together, closely together. So close association with the highest, that is only possible in the atmosphere of Vrindavan, not in any other place, many other places. To affectionate mother, the blind son, he seemed to appear as a good-eyed child. There is a Bengali saying, the affection has got so much fascinating power. The ugly son may seem to the mother, affectionate mother, very beautiful, because all the defects is minimized by devotion, yoga maya. Bhakti is such. Bhakti is a type of such grace that the distinction between the low and the high is minimized to the least point. vibhinnati. So we are so mean, we are so low. So that will be our real sight, of our hankering, where we can come very closer in the land of that mercy. Yogyata vichare kichu nahi pai. If you come, my Lord, if you come to search my quality, to examine me, to test me, I have got nothing to say. No capital, nothing to produce to you, a certificate. But only your grace, only your grace, Mahaprabhu told, just go to that department and put your petition. That department, where without any consideration help is coming, go to that department. And don't mention that you have got this or that qualification. No qualification. No qualification, there is a department where no qualification person is helped. Is helped. Try to go there. And sincerely, of course, you must be mindful of your own position. In the internal mind, he will foster that I am so big, I am so great, I am so I am such a scholar, I am such, all these things, internally, and externally, hypocritically you will present yourself in the that one. That won't do. You feel it yourself, that what you think that you have got all these qualifications, that is all sham, all wrong, of hypocrisy. Really, you have nothing, no qualification. No qualification, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Trinadapi Shuni Chena. What is the meaning? Trinadapi Shuni Chena. He says, the iron lower than a blade of grass. Why? He says, a blade of grass has got its some sort of position in the material world, some sort of intrinsic description, position, quality. But what about me? I am of opposite quality, vikrito. I am disfigured. The blade of grass has got its own identification of some type or other. But I am a diseased person. No normal intrinsic nature I have got. I am a madman. A man may not be meritorious, but he is of normal brain, he may be utilized in any position. But a madman, he may not be relied in any work. The bikrita mastishka, bikkhipta citta. I am bikkhipta citta. I am a misguided soul. My energy, my intelligence, everything focused towards opposite side. So my position is worse than a blade of grass. Trinadapi Shuni Chena. If I think really my position is worse, because I am besides myself. Whatever may be the prospect and the possibility of my future, but at present I am mad. So I am negative, a negative value. Negative value. So I am lower than the blade of grass if really it is to consider. So where to go for my benefit? To go to the Paglagar Kiki Bale?
Madhouse. Madhouse.
Madhouse. Madhouse is my real place of Rogsharaki, treatment. Madhouse. And if I go to an ordinary hospital, it will be of no help. No help. Joy, go with you. Joy. So Vaishnava, who are in the line, in this line, they are always helpful under all circumstances, Vaishnava. And next Vaishnava Shastra. First Vaishnava and then Vaishnava Shastra. They will be our healthy association and helper. And the other gods who are holding superior positions here, they are of other type. Their object, they sincerely believe according to their nanya. But this is all bad. There is Vaishnava. What is this? You will thrive here. Like Chakbak and others. Why you live this present world of enjoyment and pleasure and running after phantasmagoria, what is God, all these things. At present you are getting so much pleasure and living this mania is drawing you towards some future, whether that is existent or not. None can say all these things. There are so many departments. To mix with them, that our precious internal wealth will be at stake. So don't go to associate with them or to beg, to be beggar at their door. Not reliable. Naturally, they have no faith in this, in their good faith also, in their so-called nature. They try to take, to draw to their jurisdiction, their department. So, don't, but at the same time, don't unnecessarily make them your enemy, that they will come and hinder you. Remain indifferent. Nābhagyaya kadāchana. Apare brahma rudradya nābhagyaya kadāchana. But as you had at heart, you know surely that your master, your lord is Krishna. Without Vrindavan lila, nothing can satisfy you. The gopis, the different rasa, the shakha, the yasoda, the vatsalya rasa, even Jamuna, even the Govardhan Giri, even the so many, that forest, so many trees that has captured your heart. And your heart won't allow